we're back for some more of the good stuff once again. I'm Hugo.
I'm Eloise.
And I'm Deborah, and we're the hosts of this Good News Only podcast. And we're just so excited to actually be back on for another series. Thank you for having us, and thank you for tuning in for the first one.
Last season, we heard from some wonderful people about positive topics, including food, creativity, dance, and music.
Well, just boost your mood, can they?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And today, we're going to open the show with a brilliant famous quote from a sports star.
I failed over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeeded. Michael Jordan.
I love that. I failed over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeeded. And in our previous season, we actually have a episode on failure with Matthew Saeed. Can you remember, Hugo, what he said?
Yeah, he said, if you fail, you just got to try again.
Absolutely. And Michael Jordan became a fantastic basketball player. So I think this leads us on to our topic. And Hugo, what is on the agenda today? Because I know you like to tell us what you were doing.
So I thought we'd chat about the power of exercise and what we can learn from some incredible sportsmen and women out there. Seeing as I'm kicking off the episode today, I want to change it up a bit than a usual higgle.
Oh, but I love your higgle, wriggle, piggle. So how are you going to change it? Are you going to make it a better higgle, riddle?
Well, we couldn't do an exercise without getting you guys at home moving. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a workout from the podcast. If you want to join at home, pause it and find some space, get ready, and then hit play when you've got some space, and we'll get into it.
Hugo, I didn't know that you were an aspiring Joe Wicks. So are you actually going to lead us in these exercises?
Yeah, well, apparently people who exercise for enjoyment can find a better mind-body connection. So let's test it out.
Yay!
Are you guys ready? Find some space, because for the next 60 seconds, we're going to move. Cue the music.
Go for it, Hugo. Take it away. Hugo, we're going to call you
Hugo Wiggles.
Hugo Wiggles.
Yeah, Hugo Wiggles. Okay. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
Here's the warm-up. 5 side bends. 3, 2, 1, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 high knee hugs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 arm circles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 3, 2, 1, go. 5 jumping jacks. 5 knee up runs. 5 running men. And stop.
I'm exhausted, Hugo.
That was fun, Hugo. We're going to have to get moving at some point. Just you wait.
Absolutely. Well, we all love to get moving. And now that we're a bit warmed up, we're going to have a think about the power of movement. Not only that it has on our physical health, but also in boosting our mood. And I know one of my favourite activities is going on a run with you guys. Well, it is, but we often argue on our runs, don't we?
Yeah.
Hugo, what do I say? 5K a day, arguing all the way.
Exactly. And yeah, also 5K a day, hopefully, keeps the doctor away.
When we get on, we do enjoy our 5K runs every day.
I enjoy it when, like,
you enjoy it afterwards when you're eating.
No, I enjoy it when it's like cold.
Yeah. What's your favourite form of exercise though, Hugo? If you had to pick one.
So for me, it would be like some sports, like rugby, basketball, volleyball, tennis. Those are some of my 4 favourite sports.
Myself and Eloise played tennis at the weekend.
And I was pretty good.
And she was pretty good. What's your other favourite sports?
Cricket.
Yeah, Eloise loves cricket.
I think I'm a bit obsessed with it.
Yep.
Netball.
Yep.
And dancing.
Of course dancing, because with mummy.
I think dancing is exercise because you're so tired after doing it.
Absolutely. Well, of course it's exercise, Eloise. Now Eloise is wanting to do her own dance workout.
Here to tell us all about the power of exercise is a special guest this week, Claire Sanderson, chief in editor at Women's Health magazine.
Here's what she had to say.
Welcome, Claire. Thank you so much for coming on the show. On today's episode, we've been looking at the power of exercise, Has exercise always been a passion of yours?
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show today. What a privilege it is. Yes, exercise has always been a passion of mine. In school, I loved netball and hockey and all those type of sports. Rowing was my thing when I was at university, and I've exercised consistently throughout my whole adult life.
How important is exercise in boosting our mood and keeping us feeling good?
Well, Eloise, I think it's absolutely crucial to exercise to boost your mood and keep you feeling good. There's so much research that says physical exercise and releasing endorphins can combat depression, anxiety and other mental health disorders. And just on a very, very basic level, getting outside, getting fresh air and moving will boost your mood. And how I manage my mental health is through physical exercise, whether that's going for a run or whether it's doing a class or a spinning class or lifting heavy weights. I keep my body moving and it definitely boosts my mood. And if I start my day with a workout, which I do most days, it sets me on the right path.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same as you, actually, Claire. It's how I manage my anxiety is my running. It's the only time that I feel kind of free and alive, and then a bit of dancing on the side as well. So we have a bit of a thing during lockdown where we have been doing 5K a day. However, what's been happening, Hugo?
Oh, well, basically, like, Ellie and Mummy always get into arguments.
I say 5K a day, arguing all the way. The aim is just now to get through it. However, what's your favourite activity to do with your children?
So my children are a bit younger than yours. Zach, my eldest, is just turned 8 and Nell is 4. And very early on, in the first week of being at home, we discovered PE with Joe. We just became really quite devoted to doing it every day, especially Zach, my eldest. He needed very little encouragement. He was learning loads of different exercise moves. And one of the workouts he does is called a silly billy, which is basically just chucking yourself around the room, jumping up and down, doing silly shapes and silly faces. And the kids think it's hilarious. And it's half an hour and it gets them moving. And it's really special time that I have with my children. I will look back at the mornings where we've done Joe Wicks and cherish them forever, because I know it's time I'll never get back with my children.
No, I totally agree. Like, despite the arguing, we always have this thing where we have to stop on our run and then we have to take a selfie somewhere. So we've been discovering all these different places near the common where we live. And it's amazing how you can suddenly discover your own area just through like walking, running, whatever it looks like. And it can make you feel really good to start the day. Hugo, you've got a question.
Yeah. So do you have a favourite sports icon? So like a sports man or a sports woman?
I do. So you can probably tell by my accent that I'm Welsh. And the sport that most Welsh people are obsessed with is rugby. I'm a very passionate Wales rugby fan. I go to all the home games. I take Zach to all the home games in Cardiff. And my icon of the sport and just an icon of all sport is a rugby player called Gareth Thomas. And in Wales, he is so adored for very good reason. So he has been and always will be my number one sporting icon.
Oh, I think that's a good icon. I agree. I think people who try to just break the mold and aren't scared to be themselves. So it's kind of, this is me and I'm proud of that. And I think that's a really positive thing. Eloise.
Are there any top tips you can share with us to encourage more families and children to get moving, especially if they are nervous to start exercising?
Well, it's a really good question, Eloise, and I've given this some thought recently. One of the most brilliant initiatives, I think, of recent times, if I'm honest, if not too much of a grand statement, is parkrun.
Yeah,
I think the whole feeling around parkrun, that no one comes last and they have the volunteers walking with the people who are at the very end. And I take my children to do parkrun as well. And me and Nell skip. We skip around because she won't run. She's 4. So we walk and skip. And all the volunteers are clapping her and saying, good skipping, Nell. And I just think it's such a lovely, supportive atmosphere, regardless of your fitness levels, regardless if whether you've got the right kit. I think that's a great initiative to get your family moving. So the children go along and do the kids park run, and there's loads of children who walk that. It's just getting them in that atmosphere and seeing other people enjoying sport.
Absolutely. We do park run, don't we?
To help us continue spreading some positivity, do you mind sharing one piece of good news with us?
It could be a piece of good news from your home, or it could be a piece of good news that you've heard on the news or around the town.
Thank you, Hugo. I'd love to share my good news with you. And it's a personal piece of good news, but it's made me a very proud mum this week. My son, Zach, who is turning 8 this week, he's a very, very enthusiastic sportsman. He plays football, he plays rugby, tennis and swimming, etc. But he especially loves football, and he plays for a local team called Littleton. And he was named Manager's Player of the Year this week. And he was so proud. And the reason why this is such an achievement, Zach was diagnosed with dyspraxia 2 years ago. And any parent will tell you, when your child is diagnosed with any sort of condition, you just fear the worst. But they certainly did not expect Zach to be so good at sport. And we were even told that he might not be able to ride a bike. Well, he's proved us wrong there as well, because he's learned to ride a bike in lockdown. So the fact that he has his challenges, but he is a very gifted sportsman, and for him to receive what is the top gong of the football season of the under eights, I couldn't have been a much prouder mum that day.
Oh, I love that. Well, you should get him to send in a little voice note for our podcast about his good news, because I think it's just the kind of stuff that we love to share as well.
Oh, I'd love to. He would love that. He helped me co-interview Joe Wicks for a podcast that I hosted recently, and bless him, he was so confident, and he asked various questions on behalf of his classmates at St. Faith's School in Winchester. So he's a podcast veteran, so I'm sure he would love to do that.
Claire, thank you so much for joining us and for sharing your passion of exercise. And we want other children and other families just to give things a go. I think that's the clear message, isn't it? Just give it a go. It doesn't matter what it looks like. And it's really good to boost our mood. And I think that's the key takeaway, isn't it? It's kind of like, actually, it's not just good for our body, it's good for our mind as well.
Yeah, it's a bit of fun, and you'll always have a smile on your face. And there's that old saying, you'll never regret a workout. And nothing could be truer. You'll never regret getting your body moving, however old or young you are.
I agree. So thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
That was a really great interview. Big thank to you, Claire, for coming on the podcast.
Who do you think your favourite sportsmen and women are?
Andy Murray.
Yeah, he's a tennis player. Excellent.
Mo Farah.
Mo Farah, who is a
runner.
Yep.
And what's the guy that did this? The, you know, the pose where one hand's in the air and the other one's looking at
the dab?
No.
Usain Bolt.
Yeah, Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt. So what about you, Hugo?
Some really inspiring people would be like some of the boxers. So, you know, like Muhammad Ali and those type of people. They're really inspiring. Because, you know, to be able to box to that degree, like the best person in the world, that's pretty hard. So that's pretty inspiring that they managed to do that. One of the brilliant things about lockdown has been hearing about some of the amazing sporting challenges people have been up to. Let's run through our good news headlines of sporting achievements over lockdown.
Cue the headline music.
Josh Patterson ran 6 marathons in 5 days in his 14-foot back garden without any breaks. Josh ran each of his marathons in less than 5 hours, and just 7 hours into the challenge, he raised £2,000 in donations, and Josh was running for a really good cause to raise money for men's mental health charity, Calm.
During lockdown, running 5K for £5 has raised over £7 million, and more than 1 million people have taken part from over 20 countries to raise money for NHS charities together. In total, the distance covered in all the people who have run is the moon and back, which is such an inspiring feat.
And even pets have been working out. Ross Oswald, a music teacher, raised funds for charity with his dog Molly. Ross aimed to have Molly catch 26 balls. Molly successfully managed to catch 22 of the 26 balls, and they have fundraised for charity.
I love that.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of The Good Stuff. Please do let us know your comments in the review section, and send through your positive points of the week via a voice note over to thegoodstuff@magscreative.co.uk. We love hearing them.
Check out our brilliant voice notes about camping in their garden. Sounds like so much fun.
This week I've been feeling good because we camped out in the garden in our tent. It was freezing, but great fun.
And that's all we have left to say this week. We are so happy and excited to be back, and we're going to be seeing you right through the summer holidays. So stay with us, come and spread the good stuff, and have a great day, and keep note of the good things that make you happy. See ya.
See you next Monday.
Bye.
See you next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.